Yo, what's going on, folks? It's your boy Big Drink back on the mic. I'm here with a good friend of mine. We drink together, we chill together. It's my boy Matt.
We're drinking some Modelos right now.
Listen, I'm sick and tired of everybody telling me, yo, you got to talk about that Chris Rock, Will Smith shit. You got to talk about it, bro. You got to talk about the Oscars. Fine, I'll talk about it.
There's so much shit
to fucking talk about. And then we're going to talk a little bit about WrestleMania last night, which, oh my God, what a show. It was indeed, you know, and it was only the first night. It was only the first night, but it was stupendous. You know, Stone Cold came back. Dude, I watched Undertaker's Hall of Fame speech and I cried. Oh my God, man. But yo, Chris Rock. For those who don't know, Chris Rock is a comedian and he's a pretty damn good actor as well. And so he was hosting the Oscars and he said, no, that's right, he wasn't hosting it. Documentaries. Yes, he was introducing best documentaries, the nominees for that. And he looks at Jada Pinkett Smith and Will Smith and he goes, Jada, I love you. G.I. Jane 2, can't wait to see it. All right? And Will Smith was laughing at first. Jada wasn't. Jada was not laughing. And 2 seconds later, you see Will Smith walking up to Chris Rock, smack the shit out of him, turns around and walks away like he did when he was in Men in Black. Yo. Then he starts, you know, oh my God. Will Smith went off on him. He goes, keep my wife's name out your fucking mouth. And Chris Rock was like, really, dude? It was a G.I. Jane joke. And he said it again. Keep my wife's name out your fucking mouth. Right then, yeah. Yeah, and like the funny thing is Chris Rock thought it was all a joke. So he said, like, after he got slapped, he goes, Will Smith just smacked the shit out of me. Listen. A lot of people are saying that Will shouldn't have done that because if he had balls like that to slap a old black comedian on stage, he should have done the same thing to August Alsina when he fucked his wife. You know, you're over here a lot, and I'm just playing devil's advocate here. I'm not saying Will was wrong. I'm not saying he was right for it. But me as a husband myself, I would definitely defend my wife. I wouldn't laugh at some shit like that, like. Dude, Chris Rock forced it when he said that, honestly. That's my opinion, dude. He fucking forced it.
Did he really force it, though? Because, look, Chris Rock is a comedian. Like, he's gonna go on stage and tell jokes about people in the crowd. Like comedians do.
Yeah.
When they stand up live.
Yeah.
Like, Will Smith just took it another level because, like, oh, I'm a fucking celebrity. I'm just gonna walk on stage and slap this guy. Because I'm already, like, in the running to, like, win an award anyways.
Yeah.
So, I'm probably gonna eventually walk up on stage. So, like, I'm just gonna take it a little extra. And do what celebrities fucking do in, like, weird, stupid situations.
Exactly. Exactly. Like,
Kanye's done, like, other celebrities.
Here's why I say Chris forced it, though. Knowing that Jada Pinkett fucking said this 4 years ago, that she has an illness, that's why she lost her hair.
Chris Rock doesn't know that, though. Like, what is Chris Rock?
She went on social media, dude.
Who gives? But this is a fucking celebrity. You expect a celebrity to fucking, like, keep up with social media? No, he's trying to be relevant. Like, he's always trying to be relevant. Like, he's not going to keep up with Jada's fucking Instagram or whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever the fuck she said.
Okay,
on.
Okay.
Like, he's, like, touring, trying to make movies and shit. Like, why would he know or care about her fucking baldness? Like, like, it's not his responsibility. It's not his wife.
Right. He doesn't know.
They don't hang out all fucking time.
I don't know, dude. But, like, a lot of people are like, back and forth. And other people are like, you know, yeah, Chris was wrong for saying that. Because he should have known. But
why should somebody have known right. anything?
You're right. You're right about that. Because, like, not everybody keeps
Either
up with social media.
You know or you don't. If you don't know, then it's just a funny, lighthearted joke that Will Smith went way too far. And if I could just, like, try to beat somebody up because, like... Like, oh, it's my wife.
Yo.
Like, we've been through a lot of shit because she cheated on me and everything else. And, like, we're barely, like, rekindling our fucking relationship. R. There is no R. That's literally a hint. Like, you can't expect him to fucking... His wife.
Yeah, I get it. It's not his wife and shit.
He's not supposed to know.
So
Will Smith could have
Will did the right. Yeah, like, don't do that. You know.
Don't say that shit. My wife, like, she's balding and shit.
Yeah.
Just, come on.
Right, right. He could have.
Be sensitive. But no.
But it's Will Smith, though. You know, you gotta understand this dude.
It's Will Smith.
Like, Will Smith is one of the greatest actors of all time, you know.
How many other greatest actors of all time were there?
Like, bro, but like, I get it, but like, but that's like making fun of a cancer patient, though. You gotta think, that's like making fun of a cancer patient. And you know something?
People bawl all the time, man. Like, my dad's bawling.
Yeah.
Like, my best friend, he's bawling. Like, make fun of him bawling. Whatever. Get over it.
I don't know about that, dude.
Shit. Like, it's not like you're losing your leg or your fucking arm or your life or anything. You're just losing your hair. Whoop-de-fucking-doo.
Right.
I gotta feel more bad about a cancer patient losing their hair because they're not losing their hair through, like, any normal thing. They're taking leukemia and shit. Like, they're taking, like, fucking medication that is making their hair fall out.
Yeah.
To try to live.
The chemotherapy and shit. Yeah.
Chemo. Like, oh, I'm losing my hair. What do you fucking do? You don't look that bad bald.
No, she doesn't. She really doesn't.
Shut up. You're still a millionaire at the end of the day.
Right, she's still eating. You know, fucking.
Oh, man.
Even if she's not.
Fucking me. Joke about me. I go home and sleep in my $1 million bed. Drive home in my $1 million car. Go fuck yourself. Yo. He was being outrageous.
Hey, yo, man.
Like, walk on the stage and just slap somebody. You're in a fucking event that is acknowledging you fucking making millions, making a fucking great ass movie and being one of the best actors of that year.
Exactly.
Stop being such a fucking baby. Chill the fuck out. Laugh. It's a fucking joke. You can't take a joke, whoop the fucking
dude. Oh my god, man. I don't know, dude.
Like
I said, I'm not taking sides here. Like, in a way, what Will did, you know, he was defending his wife, defending his wife's honor. Good for him. Chris Rock, that's what he gets paid to do. You know, he gets paid to fucking make jokes about
defend
people.
Defend your wife if somebody's gonna try to stab her.
Yeah, yeah, like, or try to do some creepy shit.
Don't fucking walk up on a fucking live event. Where people are just trying to make money and fucking, like, you know, be relevant and sell tickets and shit and try to make it fucking personal.
Yeah.
Like it's your fucking house or something.
Yeah.
This is in your house. You don't fucking live there.
Right, right.
Sit your ass down. Shut the fuck up. Listen. You're making money regardless.
Yeah.
Like, why are you trying to make it more of anything that shit?
You're right. You're right about that. You know, I respect your opinion, dude. You know, it was, but it was funny as shit, though. It was hilarious. Like, look at all the memes on Facebook and shit right now, dude. Like,
trying to be the most relevant person, like, in media right now. Yeah, do that. Whatever. I don't give a fuck. Either way.
So you don't think that was the right way to do it? Like, but I don't think it was for media attention. I think, well,
hey,
after he did it, he definitely knew he was going to get media attention for that. Because, like I said, look at all the fucking memes and shit. Look at all the jokes, like, people are saying online.
Like, nobody even watched the Grammys, and everybody just had to watch, like, that.
Dude, if that didn't happen, bro, if I didn't know that happened, nobody would have known the Oscars were on that night. And usually I watch the Oscars. You're like, I like watching the award shows, but I forgot it was on. You know, I totally forgot it was on. Like, I thought it was gonna be on in like February or some shit.
Everybody knew, like, oh shit, the Oscars happened yesterday,
dude.
And Will Smith slapped
my dude. That's the first video I saw on Facebook when he smacked the shit out of him. Like, what? Like, what the hell happened last night? Dude, I woke up at 3 in the morning, and I saw that shit on my phone.
No, I got off work, and my friends told me to come drink with them, and like, they were saying something about it, and I was like, what? And, like, Will Smith slapped the shit out of fucking Chris Rock. I was like, what? And they showed me a fucking video, I'm like...
But we're gonna
stop saying what? I was like,
we're gonna switch gears here. All right, enough of that bullshit. I'm pretty sure everyone else has talked about it on their podcast. I'm just catching up. Fucking I want to take this time and thank all my loyal listeners all around the world. Well, only in three countries. Thank you for those who are loyal listeners, and I appreciate you. Let's talk about WrestleMania Night One.
Shit.
So here, the first match. Oh my God, I gotta remember the first match. Fuck, dude. All right, you know what? Fuck the order. I'm just gonna talk. All right. First match I want to talk about. Okay, fine. He wants to talk about Becky Lynch losing to Bianca Belair. Let's talk about it. It was Bianca Belair who won the Elimination Chamber back in February, and she went on to WrestleMania to good. How are you?
I just found this crazy rock. It's like
an egg. A rock?
This is a rock.
Oh, jeez.
Join the podcast.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, damn, that's huge.
Egg.
Wow, yeah, that's what it looks
wild?
Like. Holy shit.
Let me.
That is huge.
Shit. Look at that rock.
Wow.
I found it on the sidewalk. So I picked it up because I was like, it's so weird looking. And this girl's walking by. I go, wow, what a cool rock. She goes, I guess. I didn't quite understand. But isn't
nice.
That weird?
That is weird.
What's your name? You can do lots of things with that. Diana, what's yours?
Matthew.
Yeah,
Matthew.
It's a friend of mine.
Hi, Matt.
Yeah.
Nice to meet you.
Yeah.
Is that cool?
Yeah, it's really cool.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we're on my podcast right now. No, it's all right. It's all right. I'll edit it. I'll all right. Take care. Come on, dude.
Making it or what?
The dude, chill out. Anywho, WrestleMania. All right, Bianca Belair and Becky Lynch, big time Bex. Oh my God, it was one hell of a match.
Man.
It was one hell of a match, dude. Like. Oh my God, man. So
disappointed.
Oh boy, what didn't happen? Bianca was reversing all of Becky's moves. There was a lot of action in that match. And Bianca ended up winning by pinfall, giving Becky the KOD, kiss of death. That, you know, that FU style, whatever the fuck you want to call it. Yeah, so Bianca is now the new Raw Women's Champion. It was a hell of a match. Matt is not happy about Becky losing. I guess he likes red. I guess he likes redheads. I don't know.
I do.
So. Yeah, Becky lost. Becky lost her title. And shit, man.
Talk about some good shit.
All right. Here we go.
Stomped out.
Yeah, that was a bullshit. That was a bullshit way to lose. The way Ronda lost. So the referee, what's her name? So Charlotte was trying to do the figure four on Ronda, and Ronda pushed her and into the referee. And then Ronda gave her that arm bar she does, and Charlotte was tapping, but the referee was down, so then Charlotte gets up, gives her the whatever move and pinned her. I missed the rest of the match because I had to go to the liquor store before they closed. But yeah, Charlotte retained her title. She's still the SmackDown Women's Champion. Ronda, who was the Royal Rumble winner, made an amazing Royal Rumble return this year.
Got her ass beat.
Yeah, unfortunately. But, hey, maybe it's not over for Ronda. It's not over for Ronda. She's going to come back and fight. She's going to come back.
No.
Yeah. Next pay-per-view, she's going to win it.
Nobody wants to see her Pitbull face.
Pitbull face. That's fucked up, dude. Ronda's my girl, man. Ronda's the baddest bitch on the planet, man. Come on, dog. Oh, jeez. All right.
She's not. She's really not.
Oh, God.
See her last fucking match in the UFC.
No. Yeah, I did see her last match in the UFC. She did get fucked up. She did get fucked up.
I'm going to try to box you.
All right. Next match. Okay, Seth Rollins. Who wasn't even supposed to be at WrestleMania, but Vince McMahon said, you know what, you know, brought him into the office on Monday morning, and said, listen, you're going to WrestleMania. You're gonna face an opponent of my choosing. It was Cody fucking Rhodes, the American Nightmare, who just recently got released from AEW, and now he's back in WWE. You know, oh my God, I don't know how long it's been since Cody's been gone. I think it's been about 8 years.
How long is he going to be there now?
That's a good question. Now, I want to know what his contract is, because, like, there was rumors going around saying that he signed a contract with WWE again.
Contract with Death Row.
For those who don't know who Cody Rhodes is, he's the son of the late, great Hall of Famer, the American Dream, Dusty Rhodes. The American Dream, baby.
The brother of Gold Dust.
Hell yeah, the brother of Gold Dust, who's also a legend.
If you don't know who Gold Dust is, shut the fuck up.
Yeah, if you don't know who Gold Dust is, look it up. Look him up. Look up his highlights. He's been in the game for a while.
He's awesome.
I think he's retired now, but yeah, I don't know. I'm not sure if he's. I haven't seen him.
I think, like,
but he's days. Old. He's old now, you know. But welcome back, Cody. Right, that Ric Flair. Yeah, Ric Flair's been wrestling since like the 70s, and he retired in 2012. Finally, because like it was like what he lost to Shawn Michaels. He lost to Shawn Michaels at WrestleMania.
Stone Cold, like, around,
man, hey, we're not gonna get to Stone Cold yet. What's up? Oh yeah, man. You know, my mom got me these yesterday. Yeah, got some fresh ass Jordans. You know. He said you ain't mad about the Lakers colors. Yeah, this is my boy Matt.
How you doing, man? Yo, what's up? Hey, Pumpkin.
Hi, Mama. What else? Let's see, all right.
Yo, Chingo in the house asleep.
Let's see. What was the other match? But yeah, welcome back, Cody Rhodes, and congratulations on your first win back in WWE. He beat the hell out of Seth Rollins. That was one hell of a match, dude. There was so much action. Like, they both could have killed each other in the ring, man. It was crazy. Let's see.
Seth freaking Rollins, man.
Seth freaking Rollins. I knew it was going to be Cody. I knew it was going to be Cody Rhodes. Everybody was saying, oh, it could be Shane McMahon. It could be The Undertaker. Like, no. No way in hell. It's not going to be Shane McMahon. Why? I don't know why. I don't know.
Why would it be Shane McMahon?
It doesn't make sense at all.
Oh, I'm going to match you, my son.
So, let's see.
Might as well fight that.
All right. Dominic and Rey Mysterio took on The Miz and Logan Paul.
Oh, wait. What the fuck happened there?
God. So.
Come on.
fucking
YouTuber.
Dude, I don't know, man. A lot happened in that match. I didn't like it, honestly. I was really hoping that the Mysterios would win last night.
They lost?
Yeah, they ended up losing, bro. Because, you know.
What's up, man?
Yeah. From White. What's up?
How you doing? No more
games? No. He's gonna get more soon. Sound good. This is what he does, man. He deserves that. So the Mysterios lost. But after Miz and Logan Paul won, they were raising each other's arms, and the Miz beat the shit out of Logan Paul, gave him the skull crushing finale. Yeah, that was great. So, dude, and like, listen, the Miz is not a good tag team partner, man. He's really not a good tag team partner. What other guy? Oh, John Morrison.
Yeah.
He beat the hell out of him after they lost the match, and he beat the hell out of him, injured him, and WWE released him again. So fucking. Plus, you know, that dude's in his 40s. You know, he's old. He still looks good for his age. No bullshit, but. Yeah. But he just had to go. Let's see. Okay, the Usos versus Shinsuke Nakamura and Rick Boogs. I was disappointed in that. But honestly, I see what they're doing, because right now you got to understand, Roman Reigns is the best singles competitor in of the decade right now. You know, like currently. They're trying to call him the greatest of all time because he's held the title for almost 2 years now. So
that's bad.
It's good. It's really good. Yeah. Yeah.
Like, if he doesn't win, I give up.
You know, like, nobody's been able to beat him. Nobody's been able to beat him.
I don't want anybody to beat him. Fuck it.
I don't know, dude.
Just keep winning.
Just keep winning. Just keep winning. Just keep winning. I don't know, man.
I like his attitude, man. Like,
all right, man.
A lot better than fucking Brock Lesnar. I can't make it anywhere.
So Matt has an issue with Brock Lesnar, and we don't understand that.
No, look. This is Brock Lesnar's whole thing. His K-face sucks ass.
Yeah.
His K-face sucks ass.
You know, there's actually a friend of mine told me that, like, he doesn't like Brock Lesnar because they make him built like the Hulk, and they make him unbeatable. They make him look unbeatable, which, absolutely, I agree
he's
with
not.
That. He's not unbeatable.
Ronda Rousey.
Not unbeatable. Hell yeah.
They make
him
look unbeatable.
Hell yeah.
And there's some fucking chumps that got their ass beat out of fucking UFC and, like,
yeah.
Fuck them.
Yeah.
Like, you can't make money here, so you come here.
But
the
Usos, it was an okay match. I didn't really like it, but it was a good match. The Usos retained their titles.
Shit.
Yeah. And, yeah, they're going to be watching their cousin tonight, Roman Reigns.
Ass.
Whoop ass.
Or help him.
Beat the hell out of Brock Lesnar.
Shit.
You know?
Brock Lesnar, I don't give a shit.
You know, a lot of people are saying that that Paul Heyman is going to turn on Roman Reigns again. You know? Because, you know, Paul Heyman Roman Reigns is manager now. He's his guy, so that maybe he'll turn face, and go back with Brock Lesnar and help him win the titles tonight. So I don't know. We'll see what happens.
They make him turn kayfabe and help him win the titles. Is this because like Brock Lesnar can't win both the titles and like be by himself?
Hey,
that's about it.
Shit.
Because like, nobody's going to want to hear him talk after that.
Like, personally, I'm honestly tired of seeing... because, I don't know, Brock Lesnar and Roman Reigns have had this rivalry for years. And like, apparently it's personal or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, I don't like... But here's the thing with me, though, Matt. I don't like seeing Brock Lesnar versus Roman Reigns all the time. You know what I'm saying? I don't like seeing that every fucking year. Like, that's like, that's like, you know, watching the Golden State Warriors face the Cleveland Cavaliers when LeBron was there every fucking year. It was like, what, 2-3 years in a row? You know, that was annoying. That got boring to me, you know? I don't want to see that shit.
Yeah.
But, you know, at the time, it was two of the best, and right now it's two of the best in their... And, you know, I think it's safe to say they're both still in their prime, you know. Well, and Brock not so much because he's older now, you know. Plus he's been in the game 20 years now. So, like, maybe it's time for Brock to go. You know, maybe he should just hang it up and just be a dad and a husband.
Yeah.
The original rumor was that Roman was gonna face The Rock, and I would have loved that. I would have loved to see The Rock take the belt off his waist, you know. Plus they're cousins, you know, so that would have been great.
I would still like Roman to beat The Rock too.
You think Roman would beat The Rock?
I just want Roman to beat everybody.
Beat everybody. Damn,
on,
you probably have a poster of Roman Reigns in your bedroom, man.
I wouldn't buy it.
He said I wouldn't buy it. All right.
Post it up.
So, oh God, what else? Let's see.
They gave me one of Roman Reigns and Brock Lesnar. I posted Roman Reigns. I throw that Brock Lesnar poster away.
So, Kevin Owens.
Yeah. Champion.
Yeah.
Most of the time, he don't even fucking wrestle.
So another thing that happened last night, and this was the main event. It was the Kevin Owens show at first. Kevin Owens had called out Stone Cold Steve Austin about a month ago. It was like, I want to see you. I want you to come.
Was it an actual show or is it straight up?
Hold on. I'm going to tell you what happened because you didn't watch it. I'm going to tell you what happened. So, Kevin Owens did his talk show with Stone Cold. Stone Cold comes out, you know, Kevin Owens is talking his shit. Fucking Stone Cold comes out. He starts trashing everything, throwing shit out the ring, you know, his whole set, throwing it out the ring like, fuck your talk show. So he sits down. They're talking. Kevin Owens says, I want to face you right now in a no-holds-barred match. And that's what they did. Stone Cold accepted. He was like, get a referee out here so I can beat this sumbitch. Or beat up this piece of shit, actually, is what he said. Dude, there was a lot of swearing in that. Oh, my God. Like, Stone Cold called Kevin Owens an asshole. It was a lot, dude. Yeah, it was a great match, really great match. Kevin Owens hit the stunner on him first, and Stone Cold kicked out of that. Stone Cold hit him with a stunner, and he ended up winning. It was a good back and forth. They went all around the arena, you know. They even went to the ramp, like upstage, you know. It was fucking amazing. Stone Cold ended up hitting him with a stunner, and he ended up winning the match. And you know, oh, and also during the match, Stone Cold kept drinking beers. He kept telling the guy, yo, give me a beer. Every time he would knock Kevin Owens on the ground, he would take a beer, drink that shit, throw it.
Yo, who won last night?
Which one? Which match? Cool. What?
Kansas win?
Kansas? Oh, no. Yeah. Kansas won, and North Carolina won, yeah.
Nice.
I'm pissed about that, actually. I wanted Duke all the way, man. But, by the way, I'm not going to talk about March Madness. I'm pissed about that. I will say this. Kansas all the way. Kansas all the way. He didn't hear me. Whatever. So, let's see. All right, Stone Cold. Yeah, he kept grabbing beers and fucking drinking them and shit throughout the match. It was hilarious.
Nice.
And he got back in the ring, beat him, 1-2-3, won the match. Then he got some more beers, started drinking them. And then Kevin Owens got up and he hit him with another stunner. He hit him with another stunner and he kicked him out the ring. And there was two Dallas cops right there. And he was like, get this son bitch out of here. Because I said so. So the cops took out Kevin Owens while he was all stumbling and shit. He got fucked up. But, yeah, that was a hell of a match. It was a hell of a night, dude. Like, I agree. Like, night one, that was great. But tonight is going to be a force. So,
you just... I don't care about anything else.
I got a question for you.
What's up?
How much is a 7?
50.
7 is a 50?
I think it's 50, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I didn't know.
Yeah, no, that's cool, yeah.
From my dog's ass.
Yeah. From me or from Juice? Oh, well, for me, it's different. I mean, I don't have any on me, but no, for me, it's different.
Why? What's your 7 card?
The lowest I'll go is 60. Because I sell by the gram, you know.
Yeah, so it's $60.
So I would do $60 for you, yeah.
Yeah, if I was buying
it. Yeah, if it's for me. If it's from Juice, I believe it's like... 50? I believe it's 50, yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
I just don't know, man. You know,
no, I know. Right.
Alright.
Let's see. Alright, so tonight, match card. Let me look this up, actually. I'm always like never prepared for this shit, you know? Let's see. You and this Roman Reigns obsession, man.
No. Right. Acknowledge him.
WrestleMania Night 2 match
acknowledge
card.
Acknowledge him.
Women's Tag Team Championship match. It's a fatal four-way. Queen Zelina and Carmella, the champions, taking on Sasha Banks and Naomi. Rhea Ripley and Liv Morgan.
I retain the title.
Natalya and Shayna Baszler. No. I want Natalya and Shayna Baszler to win.
I say retain the title.
I don't know about that, man.
That's what I want. I don't know. I don't know how it's gonna go. I just want.
Shit. I feel that. I respect it. Cool. All right. Johnny Knoxville versus Sami Zayn. Johnny Knoxville from Jackass, mind you. No. Knoxville is gonna win. See, WWE has this unwritten rule.
Knoxville's out. Knoxville's out.
Oh, God. Knoxville. All right. Bobby Lashley versus Omos. And Omos is that 7-foot tall black
Bobby
dude.
Lashley.
Bobby Lashley's going to beat him.
Fuck Omos. Who the fuck is Omos?
He's the big guy that was.
I know who he is. But
okay.
Like, who the fuck is he?
Right, yeah.
He's a fucking
big. He's actually around our age, believe it or not. Dude, he's huge. Pat McAfee versus Austin Theory. I like Pat McAfee for that.
I don't care about you.
Raw Tag Team Championships. RK-Bro versus the Street Profits and the Alpha Academy.
RK-Bro.
RK-Bro retain? Yeah, I say that too. Edge versus AJ Styles. This is a good one. This is a good one.
Fuck Edge.
I want to say, fuck Edge, but he's such a good heel. Edge. He's such a good heel, bro.
AJ Styles always.
He is such a good heel.
Fuck Edge.
Oh my God.
I'm going AJ Styles. That's what I want.
I'm just picking who I want to win.
Yeah. Alright, he said AJ Styles. And obviously, last but not least, Roman Reigns and Brock Lesnar.
Roman fucking Reigns. Acknowledge him.
Yeah.
Bitches.
Yeah, I agree. Roman Reigns is going to win tonight.
Fuck Brock Lesnar.
Fuck Brock Lesnar, huh?
Fuck his shitty ass. No, man, he made fucking. What's his name? Look like shit. Took his fucking. He made fucking Bobby Lashley look like shit, man. Fuck him, man.
Shit.
Fuck Bobby Lashley, man.
For real?
Like, fucking Bobby Lashley should have been like the fucking, like, Raw.
Man,
he should have fought somebody in wrestling.
Yeah.
Fucking
Brock, I'm fucking incredible. I'm gonna
take everything. I'm a cowboy now. Fuck
yeah. Brock Lesnar, then. I mean, I'm kidding.
Stone cold bullshit, man.
Oh, shit.
What the fuck?
All right. That's about it, man. You know, Roman Reigns is gonna win tonight.
Roman Reigns, the only thing he has to do, it's the last thing he has to do, is beat Brock Lesnar at WrestleMania. He's never done it.
Yeah, he's never done it, yeah.
It just makes more sense for him to win than fucking Brock Lesnar.
Mm-hmm.
If Brock Lesnar wins, like, I'm just like, what the fuck are you doing, Vince
McMahon? Yeah, yeah. Like, I wouldn't like it if Vince made Brock win.
I'm just gonna, I'll stop.
Shit.
I would stop watching.
Yeah, I agree. But yeah, we'll see what happens tonight and the aftermath on Raw tomorrow.
If I did watch it, it would just be to watch the women's fucking shit. Like,
yeah.
Their shit seemed like it's more interesting than especially if Brock wins. Like, fuck that.
Yeah. Alrighty then. It's going to be a hell of a night, guys. Hell of a fucking night. Night one, like I said, was amazing. Night two is going to be even better. You know, the most stupendous WrestleMania in history. And the greatest main event of WrestleMania in history. It happens tonight.
The second greatest. Fucking Becky Lynch won both the titles the last time.
Yeah, three years ago. That was three years ago. Yeah, that was that was right before COVID hit.
Okay, well, let's see.
WrestleMania 35. Yeah, it was a great match. Hell yeah.
It's awesome that Becky Lynch fucking did that.
Yeah.
Beat both of them.
And it sucks that she lost last night.
To some fucking EST.
EST of WWE. She's great, though. Like, Bianca Belair is great.
Just because they push her a little bit. That's all.
Well, yeah. Undertaker, you guys know how I feel about The Undertaker. I grew up watching him. Oh my God, I fucking cried like when I saw that shit, man. Oh shit, the Dead Man, the Phenom, American Badass, Dude, arguably the greatest of all time. Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's another thing. Triple H, the game, the cerebral assassin, has officially retired from in-ring competition due to medical issues. Thank you, Hunter, for all you've done, making my childhood great. You know what I mean? He fucking did that. You know what I mean? Fair to say, bro. You know, Triple H like made our childhood great. You know, one of the founding fathers of DX. You know, the Click. Dude, he's done so much fucking shit. So, thank you, Triple H. Thank you, Undertaker. Congratulations to all of those legends who made it to the Hall of Fame. Rick and Scott Steiner. You know, Vader. May he rest in peace. Shad Gaspard, who got the Warrior Award. May he rest in peace as well. Queen Charmel. Like, that was interesting. Oh, man. Scott fucking Hall. Hey, yo. You know? Rest in peace, buddy. Love you. Thank you for all you've done for the business. You know, it's guys like that that inspire me, you know? Yep. Here comes the AO. Here comes the bad guy.
One of the originators of the fucking NWO.
Hell yeah. Hey, you know.
I just know why more people didn't acknowledge.
Absolutely. I definitely acknowledge Scott Hall and, you know, Kevin Nash. I'm gonna leave y'all with this. Hard work pays off. Dreams come true. Bad times don't last, but bad guys do. Rest in peace, Scott Hall. Love you, buddy. And
new world order.
Hell yeah, NWO for life. For life. I'm wearing my NWO shirt right now. You know, but yeah, I'm gonna let y'all down with that, and tune in for tomorrow's episode when I talk about night 2 of WrestleMania.
Yes.
Absolutely. So see y'all then. Thank you for being a loyal listener. Take care and be safe. Peace out.